listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
It starts with
one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on, didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard and got so far. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property, remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard and got so far.
Linkin Park here on Trail Mix. That was In the End. A bit of a somber note to start the 8 o'clock hour, but don't worry, we're going to pick it back up soon. Whitney Houston's up next. Then I've got Motels, Black Crowes, and Outkast. And we will be in an upbeat note by the time you hear from me next. We'll be talking football. The Packers making me a little bit nervous. Who is Shamar Stewart? I'll give you a bit of an idea. First, how will I know? Whitney Houston on Trail Mix.
We'll be right back.
Saving money is easy with the Trail Mix 103.1 Shopping Show. Go to trailmix.fm and start saving today at local restaurants and retail stores. It's easy. Trailmix.fm.
We walked the loneliest mile. We smile without any style. We kiss altogether wrong, no intention. We lie about each other's strengths. We live without each other.
Calls the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can place your ad to me. Once I come along and down by the dozen, I ain't nothing but kissing. Let me light your candle, calls her mama. I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Run along and down by the dozen.
'cause of mama, I'm sure hard to handle now. Guess around hard. Let me light your candle, 'cause of mama, I'm sure hard to handle now. Just around.
podcast here on Trail Mix with Heya. So, like I said before, the Packers are doing Packer things. Gray here in the WPFP studio. We talk Packers during 1 hour every weekday here on the new morning show. We're in our second week already, and near the end of it, if you can believe that. I sure can't. Maybe it feels like it's been dragging on for you. Sorry, my bad. Let me know what I can do better. Just text me through the Civic Media app. But we're talking Packers. The 8 o'clock hour, probably when we'll stick to it most of the time. We'll stick to birthdays over the 9 o'clock hour, so everybody's got a chance to get them in, call, or text through that Civic app. I'll shout your birthday out, enter it into Joel's cake drawing over on 98Q Country. Anyway, Packers doing Packer things. By that, I mean they hosted a pre-draft visit, a big, strong, fast player. Texas A&M pass rusher Shamar Stewart is 6'5", 267 pounds, ran a 4.59 40-yard dash, 40-inch vertical leap. He's graded as a first-round prospect, maybe early second, depending who you ask, but he's also seen as incredibly raw and bizarrely unproductive over his college career. I don't think I saw him achieve more than about 1.5 sacks in a given season. The Packers are clearly deciding what to make of that much potential, but I'll admit, I get nervous when I think of players drafted to the Packers in the recent past with high relative athletic scores. If you're not familiar with RAS, it's one of those recently invented NFL stats that actually seems to be sticking better than a lot of them do. It stands for relative athletic score, like I mentioned before. Basically, take a player's height, weight, wingspan, 40 time, bench press reps, and a few other things, and combine them in a way that boils down to a number from 1 to 10. Use that to compare their relative athleticism to players at the same position. Voila, RAS, relative athletic score. The Packers have been drafting high RAS for a while now, with the idea being that you can coach someone to play smart. You can't coach somebody to be 6'5". Fair point, but the issue is you can't always coach somebody to be smart. Examples of players with a high RAS do include some huge names, but also players like Colts quarterback Anthony Richardson. He's an athletic freak, but he kind of can't play the position he's expected to play. That is the RAS gamble. Hopefully, the Packers are just doing their due diligence and not getting eager here like they've done in the past. Remember Daytona Jones, guys, please. We've got more football things to talk about here on Trail Mix, but we'll come back to that. First, let's get a look at the weather and update on the beautiful day coming ahead. Those clouds are already gone. See what the day is going to look like. Spoiler alert, beautiful indeed. We're 103.1.
103.1 FM.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says, if you want to catch a really big crappies right now, you got to get into the weeds. I'll tell you why, but first.
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says, the good crappie fishing right now is going to be in the vegetation. He says that's where the big ones have migrated to. You can still catch some fish over those deep holes, but if you are going to catch those big fish, you're going to have to get into the weeds. He said you're going to be drilling over the deeper edges of the vegetation and maybe inside that weed line too. And you're going to want to drop a heavier lure, a jigging spoon, or a heavier jig down through the vegetation. Tip it with a minnow, tip it with a plastic body. It doesn't matter as long as you can get through whatever vegetation is that you're fishing in. I know that ice anglers like green vegetation, but right now it really doesn't matter. Anything that's standing is going to produce fish. These big crappies are moving in there, not only for the cover that it provides, because these big pike are moving around and devouring anything they can get their mouth around, but there's also a lot of forage right now in that vegetation, and that's why the crappies are there. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 44 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west to northwest at 5 to 15, becoming southwesterly this afternoon. Tonight becoming breezy after midnight, our low 27. Tomorrow mostly cloudy. A few sprinkles with a high in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 21.
Slowly closes in, and I feel so lonely. Touching heat, freezing out my skin. I pretend you still hold me. I'm going crazy, I'm losing sleep. I'm empty, firing way too deep over you.
Speed.
the right mix for Park Falls and Phillips. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Separate Ways. That was Journey here on Trail Mix. We're talking football this hour. The NFC North is a bit sour from last season, I should say. Both the Lions and Packers are trying to change the game this offseason to suit their own interests and the experience they had. I'll have more, but first, Cher, ZZ Top, and here's Chicago. Will You Still Love Me on Trail Mix.
Thank you. Want to connect with us? Download the Civic Media app and text the studio. Download the free Civic Media app today.
No matter how
ZZ Top here on Trail Mix. That was Legs. It's the 8 o'clock hour, so we're talking football here in the WPFP studio. Multiple rule changes will be considered by the NFL this offseason, each one submitted by a particular team, as is always the case. Rarely, though, is it so clear what the motivations are behind teams suggesting certain rules. Sometimes it is pretty obvious, like replay review after teams get absolutely hosed by the officials in the postseason. The Lions this year, for example, have suggested that defensive holding and illegal contact penalties should no longer award the offense an automatic first down. Warren Sharp, known online as Sharp FB Analysis, has pointed out that the Lions may or may not have suggested this particular change because they have the most of those two penalties over the last two seasons by a fair bit. They have way more than anyone in the NFC North, so pretty clear there. The Packers, though, aren't without blemish today. The hometown team has suggested a ban on the tush push, the brotherly shove. I've seen pretty compelling breakdowns that lead to the same conclusion, which is that the tush push is actually a fair play. I'm not sure that I'm convinced there, but essentially it's quite stoppable. Teams just don't want to commit the manpower needed because the offense could just fake the tush push into a pass that's left wide open because most of the defense is in the push zone. To some, this difference doesn't matter because it still creates an unfair advantage. Whether it's three guaranteed yards or a free deep ball, and that's a fair point. I can't say I see an obvious answer there, but the NFL is going to consider both of these potential changes. We'll keep you updated on their decision, which is expected to come after the annual league meeting at the end of this month. That's enough football for me today, but get your fix every hour from Civic Media's own Mike Clemens right here on WPFP. Check of the weather coming up next here on Trail Mix.
The right mix for Park Falls and Phillips. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Selling your home, it's one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. You could go it alone, trying to navigate market trends, determine fair pricing, and tackle tricky negotiations on your own. You could second-guess every decision, wondering if you're doing it right. Then there's the showings, the offers, and the mountain of paperwork. Or you could work with the expertise of a Realtor, here to guide and help protect as you make your next big move. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, right by you.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break in the Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 44 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west to northwest at 5 to 15, becoming southwesterly this afternoon. Tonight becoming breezy after midnight, our low 27. Tomorrow mostly cloudy. A few sprinkles with a high in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 21.
Time to make
That's the Bee Gees here on Trail Mix, staying alive, 80s, 90s, and now. Suggest songs you'd like to hear with the Civic Media app. We've spent the 8 o'clock hour exhausting my daily cache of football knowledge and updates, though I will bring you more if I find something pressing that's broken throughout the day. Next hour, we're going to look around at our neighborhood, our own neck of the woods. We'll take a peek at some birthdays, both local and celebrity ones, to be fair, so we won't keep it completely local, but we will look at some local events, things happening in the North Woods, things you might be up to later this week, this weekend, throughout the spring. It's spring, by the way. Today's the first day of spring. Join me during the 9 o'clock hour with REO Speedwagon to start it here on Trail Mix WPFP.
Looking for the love, get away, head up. listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.